I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
That's for 2008 from Jason Mraz. Shazam. Jason Shazam. I like Mraz. It's like Shiraz. Pretty cool. He rose to prominence with the release of his debut solo album, Waiting for My Rocket to Come, in 2002, which spawned the single The Remedy. It reached the top 20 in the Billboard Hot 100. His next two studio albums were from 2005 and 2008, and he peaked with I'm Yours, and also the Grammy Award-winning single Make It Mine and Lucky. Jason Mraz. And now, where the hell is he? Who knows? He was born in Virginia. He might as well stay there, you know? That's the thing about being a shooting star. You got to keep going, man, because otherwise people are done with you quick. People forget about you quick. They're like, where's this jackass been? And then you're gone. As soon as you're out of people's minds, that's it. That's why Madonna was just a genius. You know, she didn't have an album out, and she's taking off her bra and, you know, hanging out with a bunch of lesbians and black men and showing her booty. And she stayed relevant for years. Now she's like, hey, I'm going to have a big tour, and then she cancels. I think what's happening with these celebrities, too, like I went to go see David Lee Roth, and then he cancels, and then he quits altogether. I think he was just taking the cash and like using it for like stocks or something. He's taking like his early cash. I don't know. What do I know? All I know is how to spin a disc, and I barely even know how to do that. Now, I got some talent, you know. You wouldn't even notice it with this today, but it's 6:02 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. One of my famous one-liners from my many, many years of entertaining New England. Got a request for Robin Thicke with Blurred Lines, which had a bunch of thick girls in it, and Pharrell Williams was in it too, which is probably why it was a big hit, because Pharrell Williams had the best hats, like Boy George. You know, just these amazing hats. They make like these pink and purple hats that are like 10 times the size of their head. And by the way, the guy in Culture Club, that, you know, there were a few different people in there last night. And Culture Club had this guy that looked like a gay vampire, that was like, he was wearing like this little ensemble that made him look like a little gay vampire. And he had like his shoulders out, smooth brown skin shoulders, and a beautiful, beautiful angelic voice. He was like singing the backups, and he took the lead a couple of times for Boy George. And then there was like this little guy with a saxophone. It was almost like he was just superimposed on the screen next to these giants. And Boy George isn't really a huge guy, but you know, he's average. But they had like this little like Frodo Baggins with a saxophone last night. I'm like, wow, he's pretty awesome. And the thing was, he was so little, you know, he could barely play the saxophone because he didn't have a whole lot of air in him. So it was just like come a camellia solo. You've done yourself a favor by dialing in to WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. This is Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams singing Blurred Lines, going out to Sheila, New Hampshire.
To domesticate you, but you're an animal. try to domesticate you, but you're an animal. Baby, it's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. You don't need no papers. That man is not your maker. And that's why I'm gonna take a good girl. I know you want it. I know you want it. I know you want it. You're a good girl. Can't let it get past me. No far from plastic. Talking about getting blasted.
Everybody get up.
Malibu to Paribu, yeah, I can have the machine bad to you. So hit me up when you pass through. I give you something big enough to swag on them even when you drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. In 100 years, not there would I pull up on side, let you pat me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He'll pull your hair like that. So I dead watch and wait for you to salute and chew dead pimp. Not many women can review dead pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused. Dead pimp.
Do it like it hurt, like it hurt. What you don't like, work. Hey, 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 hey. Baby, can you breathe? I got this from Jamaica. It always works for me. Dakota to Decatur.
No more pretending.
Never knew.
There you go. There's some Lenny Kravitz for you. I don't know what that is. Jeez, come on. Enough with the ads. That's another thing. We're just inundated with ads nowadays. Like, all of a sudden, like, the last, what, half a year or so? I'm, like, flipping through Facebook, and Facebook's like TikTok now. It's like you watch a video, and then, like, 35 seconds later, you have an ad for, like, some jackass selling some protein powder in Korea. I'm like, what is going on here? Oh, you see, like, that same guy, like, he's, like, he's doing lifts and stuff, and he's like, yeah, you can't eat just protein. You got to have fat, and you got to have this. And he's like, you know, he's like, lifting himself up by his penis. I'm like, what is going on with this guy? How is he doing these push-ups? Anyway, time travel is not here today. It's the terrible 2000s with the terrible DJ, Chris Earl. You know, I'm a little tired this week. As a matter of fact, took a nap at lunch. I was like, I'm at that age where I'm like, yeah, you know what? I got to lie down for a second, take a nap. And then, you know, I woke up a couple of minutes after lunch, and I'm like, I should probably go back on to work again. And I got some good work done, and then here I am coming in here, and I'm trying to get some things together. But, you know, I had the situation all together today, but there isn't some sort of wire that I usually use here, so I'm kind of winging it a little bit. So I'm doing the best I can with the show that I had planned. And that's the thing. You got to have a backup plan. You got to have that plan B, you know. And sometimes the plan B is even better than the plan A, right? That's why they probably named that abortion drug plan B, because you're like, you know what? Hey, I don't want to have a kid. Let's have the plan B. That's good. And then I can, like, screw around for another 20 years and be happy, you know, instead of having some kid in my arms while some guy's trying to school me, you know. Is that the term that the kids use nowadays? I don't even know. I'm running at the mouth today. My name is Chris Earl, and the show is Terrible 2000s or whatever. I'm just playing songs. I hope you enjoy them. If you don't, I don't really care anymore. But here you go. The next one is from the Black Keys. I enjoy this. I hope you enjoy it, too, because I'll be singing along and tapping my foot here in the studio. It's kind of warm in here. I wish the EC was a little better, but what are you going to do, you know? If you're out by the pool, good. Stick your feet in the pool for me. Because I don't have a pool, you know. Every now and then I'll put up, like, the kiddie pool when the nephew or the niece comes over. I'll put up the kiddie pool and we'll swim around, you know, and do some circles. And then it gets kind of, you know, algae-ish, you know, and a little bird poo in there. I got a coyote that likes to dump in it. You got to take that thing down after a day or two. It's like you can't keep the, you know, the bird bath open all week, you know. But it's nice, you know, you can go in there with the nephew and niece, have a couple of Budweisers or what have you. You know, if you're still into that libertine thing, drinking those Budweisers. 6:15 in the evening, if you're still at work, you know what to do. Time travel is not here, but Chris Earl is here, and the show is the Terrible 2000s. You want to make a request, too bad, because the phone line doesn't work here at WMFO anymore. I suppose if you think one, like my friend Meredith's like, hey, can you play some Mick Jagger? It's like, as I was playing Mick Jagger. She's like, can you play some Mick Jagger? As I'm playing Mick Jagger. That's what you can do. Send me those thoughts through the mystic airs or whatever they are. You know, it's like you just focus, right? Focus on me, right? And I'll put on that huge brain hat that'll gather all of your wisdom throughout the air, the radio airwaves, and it'll go into my head, and I'll be like, that's exactly what that person wanted. They wanted the Black Keys. We'll be right back. WMFO in Medford. That was the number one song in, what was it, from Reality Bites? From the 90s? Oh, yeah, I blew it, man. That's not from the 2000s and up. But you would think it was, because that's Lisa Loeb with, it's Lisa Loeb with, you know, just trying to be funny, just trying to make you smile. You know, some people can't do it. Some people can't smile. I feel bad for them. I should make a PSA about that. For those people who can't smile, tune into WMFO.org Wednesday nights from 5 until 7, and Chris will put a smile on your face, even though he is sad, sadder than you. That's the PSA. I don't know. So anyway, I squeezed that in there. I'm like, I got to play something that's broad, and that's the first thing I can think of, Lisa Loeb. Lisa Loeb. She's 56 now, and she looks great. I love how people are just like, and she looks great. It's like, yeah, she's 75 years old, and she looks great. Like, what was it? Elon Musk's mother was on the cover of Sports Illustrated this year, and his Derek Gary telling me that she looks great. I'm like, no, she doesn't. She looks like an old woman on top of a magazine that was made for young men to masturbate to. That's what the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue was about. And then all of a sudden, he gets into a big argument with me. I don't understand people anymore. It's like, I don't understand people anymore. It's like, you can't tell me that an 80-something-year-old woman belongs on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated's become something else. It's not the swimsuit issue anymore. That's all. That's all I'm trying to say. Anyway, it's 6:24 in the evening. You got anything better to do? Go do it. Otherwise, tune in here with me and stick your feet in the pool. Grab yourself a brownie. I don't know, some fudge. You like those fudge brownies? Get yourself a bottle of Ripple. What are people drinking in the early 2000s? Probably like, it wasn't New Coke. That was from the 80s. They must have had some kind of, Jolt was still probably around. I don't know. I'm old, man. I'm getting my 50. I don't know what's going on anymore. All I know is what I like. That's all I can say. All I know is what I like. And I like this one. Sometime in the 2000s, in the early to mid-2000s, a couple of bands came out, and this was one of them. And they would play fast versions of old songs. This is me first in the Gimme Gimmes with Elena here on WMFO in Medford.
Thing about you, I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
Little London Calling in there. It's me first, the Gimme Gimmes. Papa Roach.
My life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give a f- my arm bleeding. This is my last resort. Cut my life into pieces. I reach my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. If I cut my arm bleeding, do you even care if I die bleeding? Would it be wrong, would it be right? If I took my life tonight, chances are that I might. Mutilation out of sight, and I'm contemplating suicide. Yeah.
There you go, Papa Roach here on WMFO in Medford, Mass. Next up is Weezer from 2005. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford. There's Weezer. You listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. It is the terrible 2000s when we've learned there has been some great music since 2000, but I decided to do the terrible 2000, trying to think of something. I'm like, yeah, terrible's good enough because everything past 9/11 has been pretty lousy ever since. It was a much lighter time. Everything's so heavy now. Everybody's so pissed off at one another. Everybody's ready to kill, ready to cancel at all times. You know what? I'm hungry. I think I'm going to get a slice of pizza when I get out of here and maybe get myself a milkshake or something. You know, something healthy. Something that basically says, I didn't have a good day, but I want to end it well. Next one up is the SZA Sisters. It's a little dirty of a name, but I love them. And they got a great song, and it sounds a lot like Elton John. This one's about their mother. A lot of gay guys like to talk to their mother. Boy George talked about his Irish mother last night. What is it with these gay guys talking about their mothers all the time? I don't get it. They love their mother, but they kind of want to be them, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Here's the SZA Sisters. Take Your Mama Out Tonight. It's really just called Take Your Mama, but it's Take Your Mama Out Tonight. You'll hear it. gonna do it. You're gonna take your mom out all night. You could stay up late, cause baby, you're a full-grown man. It's pretty awesome. Questions are the answers. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. What is that? ahrq.gov. I don't know. Look it up. Message has been brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council. I'm going to look it up for everybody here. AHRQ. This is the public service announcement part of the show. AHRQ. Oh, it looks like there is nothing on the domain of AHRQ. So this is a public service announcement that is old, and we shouldn't even be using this anymore. And me being the assistant public service announcement director here at WMFO, at least the last I checked I was, we're going to get rid of that. Anyway, let me do another public service announcement. Don't drink and drive. That's it. Simple as that. Next up is, Modest Mouse or CeeLo or Offspring or Weird Al. I got all kinds of stuff. I got Outkast. I got ABC with Roland Sevens coming up. I got all kinds of things. Mellow Max isn't in here tonight. He's off doing things that 20-somethings do. And I'm going to stick around until 8 o'clock because 50-somethings don't have as much to do, or they just like to procrastinate and not do them if they suck. So they would rather do other things like play songs in a studio like this one from Mr. CeeLo Green. It is not as powerful as the big FU, but it is also the little FU. Here you go with FU from CeeLo Green. The Terrible 2000s here with you until 8 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford. If you love the show, my name is Chris Earle, and I appreciate you listening. If you don't love the show, I really don't care. My name is Lenny Clark, and it is, Lenny Clark Show. What? Just stop, just like that? Come on. Come on, CeeLo, what's going on? There we go. Forget it. Forget you, CeeLo. You can't keep up? The hell with you. I'm going to play The Who instead. The Who have never disappointed. Well, they've disappointed, but not with this song. This is a late 2000 single from them. And The Who, like, they always had great albums, and they just stopped. And then they had the Who's Left tour because everybody was just dying left and right. And there's just two of them left, but they came out with this really good song, which is Real Good Looking Boy here on the Terrible 2000s. Sorry, CeeLo, if you can't keep up, you know. I don't know if the internet is at 56K today, but all of a sudden I'm having all kinds of trouble with these other videos I'm trying to pull up on. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You don't care. Here's the Who.
Why? so-called beauty lies. God gave him a face, then he gave me something above. God gave me a grace, then he gave me a sweet, sweet, sweet love. You make me feel I'm a real good-looking boy.
Pretty good. Pretty good tune from The Who there for their later years. Next one is from Captain Kirk, who came out with a great album in 2004. This is Common People, William Shatner. Here with you until 8 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, the terrible 2000s.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags. Play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw, cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Things that you do because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out because everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
Just
school, but still you're
but still you never get it right. Cause when you've laid in bed at night watching roaches climb the wall, if you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah, you'll never live like common people.
You'll never do,
you'll never do what common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
See, isn't that great? Captain Kirk, he's got a choir in there, he's got Joe Jackson in there, and just good. Ben Folds 5 produced it, that's Common People from William Shatner, here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The Terrible 2000s, probably not my best name for a show, but it's all songs from 2000 and up. And there's songs that I like, actually, and I'm going to do another hour's worth because Mellow Max is not here today. I'm going to close out my normal two-hour show with the Wallflowers and then stick around for a bonus hour of 2000s and up here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening, everybody. Here's Roots and Wings.
You're such a heavy bird, you never get far on your own. You'll never have a use for your feathers, well, you're hopping down the road. Yeah, you were born to walk the earth, yeah, with your back against the cold. I know you never had a purpose till I wore you on my back like a coat. You're off the farm taking big city drugs. No matter how far you get, now let it sink in that I gave you roots. And baby, I gave you wings. Yeah, I gave you roots and I gave you wings. And I showed you how to swing. Yeah, I showed you how to strut. That's my mojo you're using, that's my wine getting you drunk. And it was I that broke you in, I got you clean clipped and cut. And you're a mule among horses, I took you when God stood you up. Now tell me who could do more, set myself on fire keeping you warm. On your chin, but I gave you roots. Yeah, baby, I gave you wings. No, I gave you roots, and I gave you wings. You're such a heavy bird, you'd never get far.